question.
I understand you just went out as Dr. Transylvania and all the officers.
Senate will come to order. The senators indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Zaroff is excused from a call to the Senate today.
Bishop Michael Kenney of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Juneau will give the invocation.
Dear God, for the remainder of this week, I would like to focus these few moments of prayer on the mystery and meaning of Jesus' cross, to grasp in some measure the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ's love, and to experience this love which surpasses all knowledge. His was a death on behalf of not a few friends, a few chosen holy ones, but a death for all, saints and sinners, rich and poor, young and old. His was a love without prejudice, without boundary, without measure. Give all of us this wider vision. Help us to move beyond narrow interests and parochial purposes, to see a common good based not on worthiness, but need. As on Calvary, so on this earth, the welfare of the many depends on the generosity of the few. If place and circumstances make us the few, may we follow Christ with all our hearts. Amen.
Would you please remain standing for
the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please certify the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 71st legislative day.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 71st legislative day be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection. Are the guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message of March 24, the House has failed to recede from its amendment to CSSB 140 Hess amended relating to the rights of the terminally ill, namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 140 Judiciary amended House. The Speaker has appointed a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Clarkson, Chairman, Representatives Copeland and Pinalberry. On March 18, the President had appointed Senator Elias and Chairman, Senators Ray and Ziegler. The House passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 502, Judiciary amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to confidential tax information of the Department of Revenue and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Any communications?
There is a communication from the Alaska Power Authority enclosing copies of Alaska's Energy Plan 1986 Appendix and Alaska's Energy Plan 1985 Regional Data Summary. These will complete your four-volume energy plan set prepared during this year's statewide energy planning process. This will be on file with the other volumes, and that is the only communication.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 47, requesting additional action by the United States to reduce high seas interception of Alaska-bound salmon. Senator Sturgiolowski, Chairman, and Senators Coghill, Ferencamp, Eliason, and Vic Fisher signed do pass. Senator Eliason also signed go for it. SJR 47 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 333, changing the name of the Alaska State Housing Authority, recommends to be replaced with the committee substitute finance attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Fakes, co-chairman, and Senators Curtula, Hallford, Pawfisher, and Sackett signed do pass. SB 333 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 339 relating to Mercury Classics, recommends to be replaced with a committee substitute finance attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Fakes, co-chairman, and Senators Curtula, Pawfisher, Eliason, and Sackett signed do pass. Senator Hofford signed no recommendation. SB 339 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 343, Protection of Natural Rangelands, recommends to be replaced with a committee substitute resources and attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Sturgiluski, chairman, and Senators Eliason and Vic Fisher signed do pass. Senator Coghill and Senator Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. SB 343 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 402 relating to ICE Classics, recommends to be replaced with a committee substitute finance attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Fakes, co-chairman, and Senators Curtula, Hofford, Fisher, Eliason, and Sackett signed do pass. SB 402 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considers Senate Bill number 462, Access to Recreation Areas, recommends to be replaced with the committee substitute resources. Senator Sturgiluski, chairman, and Senators Coghill, Vic Fisher, and Fahrenkamp signed do pass. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. SB 462 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered House Bill number 31, Obstruction or Hindrance of Lawful Hunting, Fishing, or Trapping, recommends to be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute resources and do pass. Signed, Senator Sturgiluski, chairman, concurring Senators Hofford, Fahrenkamp, and Eliason. HB 31 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 208, Authorizing Salmon Classics, recommends to be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute attached to zero fiscal note. Senator Fakes, co-chairman, and Senators Hofford and Paul Fisher signed no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senators Curtula, Eliason, and Sackett. HB 208 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 281, Resources Amended, Trapping Cabin Permits, recommends to be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute attached to zero fiscal note. Signing do pass were Senator Sturgiluski, chairman, and Senator Fahrenkamp. Signing no recommendation were Senators Hofford and Eliason. CSHB 281, Resources Amended, has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution number 39, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the right of a citizen to keep and bear arms. Senate Bill number 457, State Physical Therapy Board, committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 8, Oil and Gas, Natural Gas Pipeline, recommends that they be calendared March 25, signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Bennett, and Coghill. These do appear on today's calendar, and those are the standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committees.
March 25, dear Senator Bennett, the Conference Committee considering Senate Bill number 187 and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 187, Second Judiciary, request to amend the initial request for limited powers of free conference as follows. 1. Access to adoption information. Signed, Senator Rohde, Senators Kelly and Chairman, Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Kelly, Representative Bloomberg, Chairman, and Representatives Zemanski and Pettyjohn. That was the only special committee report.
The new resolutions.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 35 by Senator Vic Fisher, relating to general liability and property insurance.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Joint Resolution number 48 by the Resources Committee, relating to the continued operation of the Institute of Northern Forestry at Fairbanks and the Forestry Survey Group in Anchorage.
Resources.
Those are the new resolutions.
The new bills for introduction.
Second sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 414 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to general grant land entitlements and providing for an effective date.
Committee of Regional Affairs, Resources, Finance.
That was the new bill today.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Secretary please read the first item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill number 457, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the State Physical Therapy Board and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, recommends that it be replaced with the committee's substitute test, and attached a letter of intent, signing due pass for Senators Fahrenkamp, Josephson, and DeVries. There is a CS.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 457-S, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, the Health, Education, Social Services Committee substitute has been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move the HES committee letter of intent, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, letter of intent is adopted.
The committee substitute for Senate Bill number 457 HES by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the State Physical Therapy Board and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the HES committee substitute for Senate Bill 457 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the bill is now before us in third reading. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 457 HES, an act relating to the State Physical Therapy Board and providing for an effective date.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, the committee substitute would extend the Board of Physical Therapy for 3 years rather than the 4 years that had first been recommended. One of the reasons for that is that in the committee substitute, we are allowing the practice without referral. We've also added a clause for license suspension if they fail to refer a patient that's beyond the therapist's capabilities. And a fourth thing we do is to increase the penalties for practice by an unlicensed therapist to a Class A misdemeanor. In the letter of intent, we request the board to report to the legislature after the 3 years with an evaluation of the therapist practicing without referral. And we ask them to draft regulations for continued medical education. I move, ask for your support.
Ready for the question? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 457 HES with letter of intent pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
Senator Halpert.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the HES committee substitute for Senate Bill 457 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted, and so committee substitute for Senate Bill 457 HES with letter of intent is passed the Senate for the effective date clause. Secretary, please need to read the next item on today's calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution number 39 by Senators Rohde, Abood, Bennett, Coghill, DeVries, Eliason, Fahrenkamp, Fakes, Ferguson, Paul Fisher, Vic Fisher, Halford, Josephson, Kelly, Pertula, Ray, Sackett, Sturgiluski, Zharoff, and Ziegler, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the right of a citizen to keep and bear arms. The Judiciary Committee considered this resolution, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute attached to a zero fiscal note, signing due pass for Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senators Kelly, Fakes, Halford, and Ziegler. There is a committee substitute.
Mr. President, the committee substitute only adds some intent language. I would move the committee substitute and ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 39, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the right of a citizen to keep and bear arms. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Halford on page 1, line 15. Delete the word personal, insert lawful. Delete and for the defense of, insert of self, comma.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, the amendment clarifies the
final word.
I move the amendment.
Do you ask unanimous?
I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President,
As long as we have a few minutes today, and I didn't have the benefit of being in the judiciary when this was considered, and looking at some of the things that's been done to it, I think the important part of it is that it is an amendment to the Constitution, and as such should receive the very best efforts that we can do in this in the Senate. If I might be permitted a little leeway, Mr. President, to discuss with the Judiciary Chairman, perhaps just with an open dialogue between us, he could answer some of my questions, and then I could make a determination of whether I would propose additional amendments or if clarifying language. That would be agreeable to you, Mr. President.
No objection.
By your leave, and through the chair to the Judiciary Chairman, when I look at the on line 15 and 16, and it says that the for the defense of self, family, and property, and the state, I think that if you go down, and the only time I could think that you would have a lawful protection of the state would be a collective right rather than an individual right. And what we're doing is stressing in the letter of in the intent language on line 23 that this is meant to be an individual right and not a collective right. So I think that perhaps that language might be superfluous. Also, if I might continue, on line 16 as we go to and other lawful purposes, I've tried to figure out what other lawful purposes would be other than hunting, legal hunting or lawful hunting and recreation. And I can't think of any other thing that you would do. I thought of a gun meet, shooting clay targets and that, but that would be recreation, at least in my estimation, perhaps for some other reason. But I can't think of any other lawful purpose that you would carry a gun other than the fact that go hunting or protect yourself or in a recreational mode. And I don't know exactly what it would be. Also, when we get down to line 17, shall not be infringed by the state or by a borough or city of the state. What about perhaps the language that was said by the state or, and we should maybe have it organized, something put in by an organized municipality or something, an organized entity or something. Because there are other things possibly than a borough or the city of the state. It might be an unorganized borough that would hold sway. Tribal communities have standing in our laws and just things like that is the only thing that I'm thinking of, Mr. Chairman. And I'm sure that you will have some answers, but as long as we do have the time, if you'd be so kind as to maybe elucidate that.
Mr. President, in response to the distinguished senator from Juneau, first the question as to whether it is wise to leave the collective portion of the amendment in there. There's no question that it is certainly my intent, and I presume the intent of my colleagues who have joined me in this amendment to ensure that it is an individual amendment. However, we should not at one fell swoop wipe out the traditional militia language that has been in there. And we should retain that language so there is no mistake that this is an individual right, but it does also extend to the militia of the state of Alaska, who in an organized fashion can protect the state of Alaska and the United States. Secondly, with regard to what other lawful purposes might be, it's always difficult as we write constitutional language to foresee all those things that might occur in the future or indeed in the present. And I would only point out that another lawful purpose that isn't mentioned here, is probably not worthy of mention, would be the proof testing of firearms by gunsmiths in the state of Alaska. That is certainly lawful. It's also wise. That would be one of those other lawful purposes, perhaps sale or other things that would be too superfluous to put in the Constitution. Lastly, the good senator's question of whether the what is called the local preemption language ought to be expanded with regard to the unorganized borough. At present, the unorganized borough could not pass an ordinance or law that would relate to weapons. It's not possible under our laws or the Constitution. Secondly, with regard to those tribal areas that that may have authority. There is certainly one. There may be more in the state of Alaska. The there is a question of federal preemption there that provides almost total exception to laws of the state of Alaska. Those have been upheld in a long series of court cases. I hope I've answered the good senator's questions.
Senator Ray?
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the explanation. With due respect, I'm not satisfied with it. I mean, the explanation is fine, but I just look again at it, and it says lawful defense of self, family, property, and the state, and for lawful hunting and recreation and other lawful purposes. I mean, we're lawful. We're very lawful here. It seemed to me that there could be a reduction of lawful in there someplace. Also, if I'm not being too bold as a state, if you leave it that shall not be infringed by the state or by the borough or city of the state, what you're actually doing is saying that you're giving up any recognition of states' rights, and you're allowing the federal government more or less an open leeway to come in and make an infringement on how you hold or bear arms in this state.
Senator Hoffer.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent committee Senate Joint Resolution 39, Judiciary Amended, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place in final passage.
I would object to
that, Mr. President. With the understanding that perhaps if the again the prime sponsor wouldn't mind if we could just hold this one day till tomorrow and we could discuss it in the interim and perhaps we could roll some of it out.
Victor Fisher?
Mr. Chairman, I would also object for purposes of bringing to the fore a question that I have regarding the language, and that might be considered if the bill is held over, and that is a line 14 of page 1, references to each citizen of the state. I remember well discussions during the Constitutional Convention of the question of whether there is such a concept as citizenship of the state. As I remember, the answer was no. And as you will check, in various parts of the Constitution, there's no reference anywhere, as best as I can find, to being a citizen of the state. There was initially a proposed requirement that a governor be a citizen of a state for so many years, that department heads be citizens, and so on. Those were all removed after the legal questions were addressed. I would suggest, Mr. President, that the Judiciary Committee or chairman or somebody take a look at this particular issue. Another question that I would think would be pertinent is also the question of what, if there is such a thing as a citizen of the state, whether a 7-year-old child is a citizen of the state, and whether this would give a 7-year-old child the same rights to bear arms, to possess and bear arms as an adult. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ray?
Well, I thank the good senator, which that opens up another area, of course, that I know our hunting, our guiding senator might have some problems of bringing non-residents, which are not citizens, into the state, and they wouldn't have any right to bear or keep arms or do anything with hunting. They wouldn't be allowed to hunt legally or any other way.
Senator Boone?
Thank you, Mr. President. I am a co-sponsor of this bill, and as I look at the and listen to the debate, I go back to Section 19, right to bear arms, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. After listening to the debate, this language sounds pretty good. Perhaps we ought to leave it the way it is.
Be at ease. Senator Halper?
Mr. President, I would withdraw the advancement motion so the bill would remain for today's for tomorrow's calendar in second reading.
Hearing no objection, carry the bill over tomorrow's calendar. Secretary, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 8, Oil and Gas, by the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas, relating to a natural gas pipeline. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Sturjalewski, Chairman, concurring Senators Hofford, Behrenkamp, and Eliason. There are no amendments.
Any discussion? The committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 8, oil and gas, is now before us in final passage. Any discussion? Ready for the question? The question being, shall committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 8, oil and gas, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused, 1 absent.
And so, committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 8, oil and gas, has passed the Senate. The Secretary, read the citation calendar.
A citation honoring Mary Dementieff by Representatives Kopanen, Clarkson, Binkley, Wallace, Szymanski, and Schultz, and Senators Coghill, Sackett, Sturjalewski, Ferguson, and Vic Fisher.
Mr. President.
Senator Behrenkamp.
I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to Mary's citation.
Mine also. Senator Hofford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be adopted.
Hearing no objection, the citation calendar has been adopted. This brings us to the end of today's calendar. Is there any unfinished business? Senator Sturjalewski.
Yes, move and ask unanimous consent that the energy plan as submitted earlier be referred to resources. Ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection. Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Move and ask unanimous consent that a further referral be given to CS for Senate Bill 367. There's $500,000 of fiscal notes on that bill, sir.
Hearing no objection. Senator Kelly.
The title of the bill.
An act relating to Alaska resident employment preference.
Senator Sackett.
Ask unanimous consent, but I'd be excused from a call of the Senate on Thursday.
No objection. Under unfinished business, I am at this time granting the request to the Conference Committee considering Senate Bill 187 and House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 187, an amendment to their initial request for limited powers of free conference committee. Announcement of committee. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator DeVries.
Thank you, Mr. President. Committee on Community and Regional Affairs will meet at 3:30 today in the Belts Room. We'll be hearing Senate Bill 407, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for a grant to the North Slope Borough. Senate Bill 414, an act relating to municipal land entitlements, and Senate Bill 448, an act relating to home rule municipalities. And we will not be having a meeting on Thursday. Thank you.
Mr. President, the Rules Committee will meet for the purposes of a calendar today, but later than normal, we'll meet at 4:30 this afternoon rather than the normal 1 o'clock time.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Buckovich Room. The bills are posted.
Senator Behrenkamp.
Mr. President, the Hess Committee will meet in Belts at 1:30. We'll be looking at the Mental Health Trust lands. And, Mr. President, this afternoon at 5:15, from 5:15 to 6:15, there'll be a welcoming get-together for the Korean mining delegation that is here. It'll be held in House Finance Committee Room. And we'd appreciate it if the senators would show up to welcome this delegation. It's 5:15 to 6:15 in House Finance.
Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, the Senate Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow at 3:30 in the Butrovich Room, and we're going to be taking up Senate Bill 424, which is a studded tire on rental cars, and we'll be taking up our committee substitute for Senate Bill 428, the powers of the Department of Transportation and Eminent Domain.
This brings us to special orders.
Mr. President.
Senator Victor Fisher.
I ask the privilege of the floor for little announcement.
Hearing no objection, we have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I've been asked to point out that tomorrow at noon there'll be a presentation of some singing bits from Iolanthe that is an opera being put on by the local opera company. April 4, 6, 11, and 12. It's a spoof on British peers and the legal system. It's supposed to be hilarious. Anyway, at noon tomorrow, they'll be singing excerpts from that in, I guess, the atrium of the State Office Building. Thank you.
Senator Ray?
Privilege of the floor to make an announcement, Mr. President.
Hearing no objection, you have the floor, Senator.
The Representative Sam Cotton will be the featured speaker at today's Bill Egan Forum at noon in the Gold Room of the Baranoff Hotel. Legislators and staff, as well as their guests, are welcome to attend. Cost for lunch is $10, and the public is invited. Also, all residents of Juneau who are registered Democrats are reminded that the precinct caucus is tonight at 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall.
Senator Halford.
Senator Cargill. I move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. President, that I be excused from the call of the Senate for April the 11th, 12th, and 13th for state and personal business.
Hearing no objection. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.